However, as promised, we're going to talk some Eagles football right now. We're joined by a linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles, a Super Bowl champion, a Pro Bowl alternate last season. He had four tackles in that season-opening win over Atlanta. He was the 208th pick in the 2016 draft out of Eastern Illinois. Philadelphia, 1-0 on the season. They're at Tampa on Sunday. Kamu Grugier-Hill is my guest. Kamu, really nice to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Thanks for doing this. Listen, take me back to Thursday night, if you don't mind. In that first series, Atlanta drives all the way down the field. They get to first and goal on the six. They go for it on fourth and goal from the one. Why don't we start right there? What's going through your head before that play?
Well, yeah, you know, going into the game, we knew that Atlanta, you know, high-powered offense. And you know, a lot of people kind of sleep on the run game, but the run game is the engine that kind of runs their offense. So we knew we had to shut that down and practice comfortable with their plays. And what do you know, we kind of saw that play lined up, and I knew it was coming. So that was a big one for us.
Hey, look, you'd done the work. You'd done the prep. You knew it was coming. But still, they hand the ball to Devontae Freeman. You make that play. You tackle him for a one-yard loss. I mean, what did you see on that play, and how big was it for the defense to start the season off with a goal line stand like that?
Yeah, that was a huge momentum for us. You know, going into that game, the atmosphere was crazy. Our fans were real, you know, wild that night. And I know we needed something to spark us like that. So I think that was just huge. And kind of kept us pushing through the whole night.
You come with that game featured the unveiling of the Super Bowl banner. Now I know you're focused on this season and you're looking ahead and not back, but I got to ask, how much pride is there for you when you look up and you see that banner and you know you were a huge part of it?
It's awesome, man. It's truly, honestly, it's super humbling. And just to know that I'm part of that and part of that team that brought the city the first championship is just, it's awesome for me, man. Can't even lie.
What about the city of Philadelphia? I mean, I'm guessing that going to the Super Bowl last year, you had a sense of how much it would mean to that city and to the Eagle fans to win a Super Bowl. But what was it like when you did win and you felt all that love and all that pride from the city of Philadelphia?
It was, like I said, it was just truly humbling, man. Like when we had that parade, you had, you know, I had 60-year-old men coming up to me with, like, their parents' ashes and stuff. And, you know, like things like that were just kind of, I didn't really realize how much that actually meant to this city and just how awesome our fans are, man. It's just great to do that for them.
Kamu, I mean, dude, that's, I know you said it's humbling a couple of times. I get that, I think. But, I mean, when somebody rolls up on you with the ashes of their parents, what's that like? And what do you say to somebody who does that?
That's what I'm saying. It was just the most craziest experience. I couldn't even believe it, you know, that this team and, you know, meant so much to these people, and that I could be a part of that is just, I mean, honestly, it was speechless. I didn't even know how to describe it, and I still
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, right. I don't even know what to ask you about that. That's insane. And
yeah.
even more so when you consider how you got to this spot. I mean, you're with the Eagles and you're making Super Bowl winning plays and huge plays, but we got to go back. If we go back to Hawaii, you were a soccer player growing up. Let me start right there. What position did you play and what did you like? What were you like, I should say, as a soccer player?
When I first started, I was kind of all over. I feel like every kid was. But then when I started getting more serious, I played forward. I like playing forward. I like scoring, and that's where I was.
Right. So then in high school, you made the transition to football. What was it that inspired you to make that move, and how was that transition?
I don't know what it was, but, you know, soccer was, like, my main love. Loved the game, but I just wanted to try something different. And, you know, at the time, I was hanging out with all the football kids, and one of my best friends was like, hey, man, you should just try out. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And I guess it was the best decision of my life.
No doubt. Kamu Grugier-Hill joining us on the program. So you only play high school football for a short time, so it's hard to get on the recruiting radar. How did you end up at Eastern Illinois?
That thing, it's a funny story, actually. That same friend had an offer to the school by Dino Babers, and honestly, Dino Babers was kind of just like, hey, do you have anyone else that, you know, that can maybe play football out there? And my friend was like, yeah, my friend can. Come check him out. So Dino Babers came and checked me out and offered me on a spot. And it's just kind of It's just a crazy story, man.
That's a wild story. But then again, you hear that so many times, right, when they're scouting somebody and they end up getting somebody else rather than the guy they scouted, or they end up in both, or both with your case. So you're putting up numbers at Eastern Illinois, but at that point, NFL teams still can't figure out necessarily if you're a safety or you're a linebacker. So since they can't figure out, they just pass on you. Then the Patriots draft you in the sixth round. What was it like going from playing high school soccer to being drafted by the New England Patriots?
That's where it really hit me, you know, growing up watching Tom Brady and all those kind of guys that are on that team is just, I was a little starstruck at first. And I mean, it's just, I obviously, played them in the Super Bowl and stuff, but I still have, I still think that organization for just even giving me the shot and to be where I am now.
You know, I wonder, like, so you were a little bit starstruck, and the whole thing was kind of surreal, but the fact is, they released you. You made it to the final cuts, but they released you, and the plan was to put you on the practice squad, but then Philadelphia grabs you. So what was that experience like?
Yeah, so I got a little taste of how the business works real early. So I came down, like, they released me, and I think it was like 5 hours later, I'm driving down to Philly, and I get here, and that's when I kind of just got a quick experience of what all this blue-collar town is. At first I didn't know how I felt about it, but I mean, there's no place I'd rather be, to be honest. This city is amazing and fans are crazy. I love it.
So come on, when you say at first you weren't sure how you felt about it or what to make of it, what did you think when you first got there? Like, what was your concern? What was your initial reaction when you first got there?
It's just a lot different. East Coast, you know, a little different than Hawaii, where I'm from. So it was kind of just a little culture shock, just the way the people are, the way things worked out here. But I learned pretty quick.
No, I feel you. I remember the first time, and I'm from Los Angeles. I remember the first time I went to Philadelphia, and I was walking around that town. I'm like, damn, these people are serious, man. This is a very different kind of vibe. Different kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly. You can just tell the vibe in the air.
So you make your debut in 2016 with the Eagles on special teams. The Browns run a fake punt, which you stuffed. What do you remember about that play?
I remember coming in, first, it was 4 days before the game, our special teams coordinator comes up to me, he's like, hey, I don't think you're going to play this game, you're going to be inactive, but just learn to play just in case. And like 2 days before the game, he's like, actually, you're going to be up, so just get ready. And I was like, all right. Luckily, I actually did pay attention to the plays, and I didn't think they actually, he's like, hey, fake punt, just watch out. We'll run this, and sure enough, they come out with a fake punt, and it was just kind of lined up perfectly for me. So it's just crazy how a lot of these things have just fallen into place.
Oh no, dude, your whole journey is amazing to me. I love this, as you can tell. And then you're a special teams legend, and you were named a Pro Bowl alternate last season. Let me ask you this: what kind of mentality and toughness does it take to play special teams in the NFL, and to do it the way you do it?
Yeah, definitely. Different type of animal, you gotta, it's definitely a mindset. You gotta go down there, be willing to throw your body around a little bit, and then kind of be sacrificing for your team. So I mean, for me, whatever role I'm in at the time, I want to be the best at. So that was kind of my mindset last year, that's my mindset this year, and moving forward, whatever role I'm at, I want to be the best at it.
Hey, Kamu, before you go, speaking of roles, you showed your versatility last season when you took over as the team's kicker when Jake Elliott was injured against the Cowboys. What happened on that first practice kick you had? And what's going through your head when you come into the game, when you come onto the game or come onto the field to kick off?
Yeah, that's another crazy one, where I hear that Jake's down, so they're like, Donnie Jones comes up to me, our punter, and is like, hey, come get a practice kick. And, me thinking that I know how to do everything, he's like, do you need me to move the net closer? And I was like, no, I can do this. Completely whiffed the net, and I think I hit some fan in the stand. and then 5 minutes later, I had to go out and actually kick one on the field. So I was a little shook, but we got the job done for sure.
You got the job done. So before the start of this season, you were named team captain. What's the honor mean when you consider where you started and where you are right now to be named a team captain? What's that honor mean, and then how do you approach that role as a leader in that locker room?
Yeah, that's another, just like I said, humbling experience, man. It's just for my teammates to look up to me like a captain, and even younger or older guys to kind of look at me and, you know, as a leader in this locker room and this organization is, it's just amazing, man. It just definitely holds me accountable too, because now I need to, you know, I have eyes on me, and I need to make sure that we can, you know, execute certain things and just be a leader for those guys that need extra help or whatever it is.
So one last thing, to win a Super Bowl, not only in that town, but just to win one, when you think of all the amazing players that have played that game, that have never had the opportunity, they never got a sniff, never got anywhere near an opportunity to play for a Super Bowl, much less win one, what's it mean to you to have that?
Oh man, it's just, there's really no words for it. You know, growing, like, once I started playing football, my favorite guy was Brian Dawkins, and you know what, it's God works in magical ways, and he puts me right where Brian Dawkins is, and I get to know my legend, my favorite legend, you know, personally. And for him to not even have a Super Bowl is, and then I do, it's crazy, man. I honestly have no words for it, and I want to keep him coming.
I think you put that perfectly. That is so well said. For you to look up to a guy like Brian Dawkins and know that even Doc, who's got the yellow jacket right now and who laid it all out there for that town and that city, and they love him, and you have something that he doesn't have, and you looked up to him, that is amazing. Kamu, great story. I appreciate you taking the time that you took to tell that story. I'd look forward to talking to you, and that's an amazing journey. Congrats to you, and really nice to have you on today.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. Kamu, have a great day. Kamu Grugier-Hill, Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowl alternate last season, made huge plays, and is a team captain. And when they needed him to kick, he even did that. Special team extraordinaire.